What's up, everybody, and welcome to Café LeBlanc podcast, episode 24, part of my series of Let's Talk Megaton. Today we have with me Filthy. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty dandy today, man. How are you doing, Midnight?
Doing Kuro. Great. I, you know what? For the like the first year of me doing YouTube, I was Midnight. Everybody was calling me Midnight, and then people realized that I actually in my description I had the name Kuro. So like the new viewers were calling me Kuro, and the people that know me on YouTube called me Midnight. So it was like this. I was in a podcast and somebody was calling me Kuro, and then we're like, who the fuck is Kuro? And I was like, that's me. So like it's funny, like I get called both things, and I'm like, now I know, but that time it made me, I was dying laughing. I was like, oh yeah, like some people don't, because I never correct them, you know, when somebody comes on the stream, they call you something, you're like, oh, okay, Midnight, you know, it's like, they call me that all the time. And even when I was playing one of the Persona games, I literally named my character Midnight. So I was like, all right, you know, like, I'll roll with that, whatever. But yeah, I'm doing good. It's I work today, so I'm tired as hell, but other than that, I'm great. Nice. You know, I had some coffee on my way home. I was like, I'm gonna take some coffee for tonight. It's like 8 o'clock over here, but I'm already confident it's gonna be like 1 a.m. and I'm gonna be awake, so yeah, you know,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah, how you been playing? You stream very often. I see you streaming very often.
Yeah, well, I quit my job a couple weeks ago to pursue other avenues in life, and I've been streaming to kind of kill time before I go on vacation next week with my girlfriend. I've been streaming like every day. I mean, I didn't stream today because I had to go do stuff for this school I want to go to, but yeah, I've been streaming like every day, mostly Shin Megami Tensei if PlayStation version speedruns. I'm playing Last Bible 2, been playing Fire Emblem 4, really enjoying that. A couple other games, like Mega Man games, games I've wanted to play for a long time, but I didn't have the time. I'm taking advantage of this time not working, and just fucking knocking everything out before school starts.
Oh, seems like I have about, that's great.
Seems like I have about 3 weeks left, and I want to beat, like, Fire Emblem 4, 5, Last Bible 2, Last Bible 3, Persona Q. Like, I want to, you know, I want to fucking go through these games.
Right on,
take advantage of the time, you know?
Yeah, that's I always have that, like, bucket list of games that I want to play when I have, a really big amount of time. Because for, like, big games for me, like, things like Shin Megami Tensei 4, I remember when that came out, I asked, like, 2 weeks off. Because I was like, I've been waiting for Shin Megami Tensei 4 for forever. Like, I want to sit down and actually, like, play it and everything. So, I asked for 2 weeks off for that game. And I did the same thing for Persona 5, like, the vanilla one when it came out. Same thing. I had, like, 2 weeks off. Just literally because I wanted to play the game. And I was like, I don't really want to have anything else going on but to play the game. Otherwise, like, to me, like, I hate being interrupted when I'm playing. Obviously, you know, it's life. You're not an adult. You have, like, bills to pay and things to do and everything, so it's like it's not feasible for you to like legitimately just drop everything and just play games all day, right? But every once in a while there's like a special game that I'm like, I need a few weeks to like actually just sit down and like play the game, because I'm like, I'm the kind of person that I'm obsessively like I play a game obsessively, like I just like I'm just thinking about that game like 24/7, and like I sit down and I'm like, I just want to sit down and play the game. I mean, what you do with speedruns and everything, I seen a couple of you speedruns. I'm like, man, you're good. I'm really bad at speedrunning. I can't do any speedruns for anything.
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience. A lot of practice. A lot of patience. Like, yesterday I speedrun Akira for 6 hours. And the first, like, 4 hours was resetting, like, the first 30 minutes of the game because things were going wrong.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you need a lot of patience, but it's fun, especially when you're streaming and people are there to like, you know, chill and have a good time. It, you know, it's fun.
That's cool. I tried a few times. I think the one that I used to not speedrun per se, but like I used to like to play in like fast mode, I guess if you want to call it, is Devil May Cry 3, Heaven or Hell. Everything will kill you in one shot. For those who don't know, everything will hit you in one shot and kill you, or you can kill everything with one shot. And it's literally just like guns. Or if you're OP by that point, which by the way you are, by the time that you unlock Heaven or Hell, you should pretty much have everything unlocked. Mm-hmm. So you can do some crazy shit, like have the unlimited demon costume that you get, where you can just have the demon powers on the entire time. Man, I used to play that 4 hours. I just thought it was such a badass mode to play. I'm like, this is the best mode to play the game, because even when I would get killed, there's a section too where it's a boss rush where you have to fight all the bosses from the previous encounters you had, and I used to hate that part on when I was playing it on Dante Must Die, because I mean it's legitimately pretty fucking hard. And especially in that part, because you have literally to fight boss after boss after boss. But to me, Heaven or Hell was kind of like, okay, now motherfuckers, I got you. I used to love playing that part. It was my favorite part. But yeah, other than that, I don't really dabble much on that kind of stuff. Like I said, I'm really impatient. That's what it is, I think. I'm an impatient motherfucker. Like in 5 minutes, nothing's going on, I'm like, all right, something gotta be happening, because I need to like move on. I know people give me shit on the stream sometimes, because I'm like, I don't skip all the text, but like if you know, in Persona games, for example, that grinds my gears when they have the conversation for like 10 minutes. I'm like, it's the same conversation. They're just repeating the same stuff. I'm like, all right, something's gonna have to move on, because I'm like, I'm starting to get a little tired of the conversation. I'm like, I get impatient. I'm just an impatient motherfucker. But yeah, what other games have you been playing lately? Just speedrunning stuff.
Oh yeah, no, speedrunning. Like I said, Fire Emblem 4. Messing around with Dragon Quest on the Game Boy. Just you know, things here and there. I don't know. I was playing Yakuza, but I might drop that. I don't want to play too many.
Which Yakuza?
3, because I beat 0, Kiwami 1, and Kiwami 2.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Like
I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question about Yakuza, because I only played Kiwami 1 and 0, and I know they switched engines, so. The third game, how jarring is it from 2, from Kiwami? Like, is it like a big difference on like graphical fidelity? I don't know. I never played it.
I don't remember. I know Kiwami 2 looks better than 1, but I play on PS4 and like it had a worse frame rate. So.
Oh really?
I rather get the higher frame rate, but yeah, I don't know.
I played them on Xbox Game Pass. I don't know if people don't like it, but I think it's a great deal. I just have a PC and I can play games for like $5 a month. I don't know, I'm not sponsored anymore or anything, but I think that is a good deal. Yeah, you play the first two. I like some brawlers. I honestly don't really enjoy the Yakuza gameplay too much. I enjoyed 7 a lot as a turn-based RPG. But as a brawler, I don't know, I just never, and after actually playing 2 of them, I was like, I love the stories, but I don't really enjoy the gameplay enough to want to continue playing them. Maybe that's like a really thing that a lot of people are not going to enjoy hearing, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the gameplay, even because I like the combo system and like, I like the fighting style system in like 0 and 1. But yeah, 2 and 3 don't have that, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Combat's fine, I guess. But, like, the story and the characters are pretty cool. Like, it's always cool seeing, like, the twists and turns and, like, the places you go. That's always fun, the shit that happens.
Yeah, yeah. I think everything else around the gameplay is fantastic. Like, I love the story. I love the characters. I love, like, all the side activities that you can do. But that shit is dangerous, too, because I remember on Yakuza 7, which is the one that I spent the most amount of time, I was like, there's like this real estate thing that you can do, and I was spending so many hours on it. I was just like obsessed with that minigame. And I was like, man, I gotta continue the story, but I really like playing this stuff. And it's just random shit like that that I actually enjoy about the games. It's just like those random things that you find. It's an interesting game series. It's not my favorite series, but I definitely see the appeal of them. For like the people that are really into this kind of games, I see the appeal of them.
I'm gonna drop it just because I'm playing like so many other long games. Like I'm playing like games that are like 30, 40 hours long, and like I'm like I try to limit how many games I'm playing at a time that are long. Like I might do like one or two short games and one long game concurrently. Because if I'm playing too many long games, like I get kind of distracted. Like there's too much going on. Like even like streaming every day, it's like I'd rather stream like three games a week than like seven, like I was doing.
Not only that, but also like you got to think about your viewers too, right? Like, okay, if you can't keep track of everything, I'm sure the viewers will also be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Pokemon? Why Pokemon? Where's fucking Fire Emblem? Like, what are you doing? What's the matter with you? Yeah, no, I feel that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. There was a time period whenever I started streaming where I was literally streaming everything I was playing. Like, every single time that I was like, and I don't know if you went through a phase like that too, but I was like, every single game that I was picking up, I was like, oh, I want to stream this. Or like, you know, like, even if it's like an older game, I will start streaming it all of a sudden. I'm like, picked up, what was it? Shit was like some Game Boy game, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna stream this. I played Shin Megami Tensei, the first one, and I was like, I'm gonna stream this. And I was, every time I was like, I gotta stop doing that, because I enjoy streaming, but I also, there's some games that I just wanna sit down and play by myself. And it took me a while to just kinda get over, like, I don't need to stream every game that I'm playing. But I don't know, I totally see that, you know, splitting yourself to teen and just playing too many games at once. You lose track. No, lose track of them particularly, but it almost feels like you're not enjoying them as much because there's like so many of them at the same time. But yeah, I don't know. I don't stream actually as much anymore. I just like doing the YouTube stuff more. Yeah, I was streaming like every day. I was always like going and live and everything. And I was like, at this point, I was like, yeah, no, I don't know. I like streaming sometimes. I still do on Twitch. Because I was doing YouTube, like streaming on YouTube, which is a little bit different from Twitch, from what I'm told. I'm still kind of getting the handle of Twitch and everything, but it's a different ball game. It does feel a little bit different from that. Because I don't know, to me, like the YouTube people didn't subscribe to my channel for streaming, you know? Like they subscribe for like the discussion videos or the Persona stuff or whatever. So, you know, like I don't know if they want to see it through me playing The Last of Us or Uncharted or some shit like that. And like, what the fuck is that guy playing? You know? I don't know. I felt like it was just weird. So I was just like, I like to play a lot of different games. Like, I don't really have like a genre of games that I like. Like, I do obviously like RPGs because I play them a lot. But like, sometimes I like to play shooters. Sometimes I like to play strategy games. Sometimes I like to play Western RPGs. Like, I have like a lot of different type of genre of games that I play. Except sports games. I've never understood sports games.
Oh, I like sports games. Yeah, I used to like them. Even nowadays, like, they're kind of like, you know, at their worst, even if they have like really shitty like monetization, they're still like fun games. Like, yeah. I don't know.
You know, the last sports game that I played, I'm actually holding it right now. It's EA Sports FIFA Soccer 2004.
Nice. I liked the 2001 on PS1. That game was good.
Yeah, that's the last game that I played, and I only actually own this copy because when I moved to the United States in 2004, actually, and I remember my mom wanted me to be friends with my cousins who live here, and mom was like, well, you like to play video games, and they like to play video games, you guys should play games together. I'm like, yeah, I guess that makes sense to somebody that doesn't play games, He's like, oh, you like video games. You should just play video games together, right? But I was like, I don't really play a lot of the games that he likes. Because he likes stuff like Madden and that kind of stuff. And, like, I never played Madden before or, like, MLB, that kind of stuff. So I was like, well, I'm willing to give them a try. And the only sports that I even know how to play is soccer. You know, being Mexican and everything. So that's, like, the only sport that I know. So I played with my cousin that game. We actually spent a lot of time playing. It got to the point that he started cheating. One time we were playing, and then he, like, unplugged my PS2. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do not unplug my PS2. I'm playing right now. We're playing right now. But he was so mad because he was losing. And he just, like, unplugged it. And I was like, I don't care if you want to cheat. Unplug my controller, if you will. But do not unplug it. Like, that's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, that's kind of that. I would probably kick someone out of my house even if we were kids. I'm like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right. I told my mom, I was like, yo, he unplugged my PS2. You're gonna buy me a new one if he fucks it up. And after that, we never like he never. I talked to my mom about it, and she was like, oh, don't worry about it. I was like, and then the next time that he came over, I was just like, we can just watch a movie. I was like, but yeah, that was my only like time playing sports games. I've never been like a big sports person in general. I don't know. I just never had any like friends that were into like sports, if you will. So like, I never had like a need to like play sports or anything like that. But you were saying so there's like a bunch of issues with like monetization and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, they have a bunch of gacha shit, and they have. I mean, I guess it's not technically gacha; it's just gambling stuff with the whole Ultimate Team. It's just weird. Weird fucking monetization, but the actual game plays fine. The last Madden I played was 2 years ago. Fine, FIFA's fine. Just you know, that Ultimate Team crap is where they get like I think they make like $1 billion a year off of that Ultimate Team crap. And I don't know. I never got the point of those like that mode. I don't know why it's so popular, but everyone loves it and they spend a lot of fucking money on it. That's why those games suck.
Oh man, are you serious? That's yeah. Crazy. I
heard, you know about that. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But that's crazy. That sounds insane. That's like a lot of money. Like I don't even know. Like, do people still like? They don't care. Do they still pay for it and everything?
Yeah, those games are, dude. I bet you if you like ask like 10 random people on the street that play FIFA if they pay money, half would say yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
All right. Give me one second, man. I had something. My mom's calling me for some reason. Would you mind holding me for one second?
Yeah. I didn't know you were Mexican.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So my, how do I explain? My dad is Mexican, and my mom is from the United States. She's from California. So they had me in Mexico. So I'm like, half, you know, and I spent 15 years in Mexico. So that's what... where the thick accent come from. And then at like 14, 15, they just kind of up. And we're like, oh, we're going to move up to the U.S., you know, move with the family and everything. So we moved over here. And I lived like all over the place in a bunch of different states. So it's been an experience, you know. But yeah, so I'm Mexican and American, I guess.
Yeah, so am I. I'm a three-quarter Hispanic and a quarter Italian.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool. I know you spoke Spanish because I seen your whenever you do your podcast. You don't. I'm not a podcast. I'm sorry. Your streams, and I seen you done some in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. I usually haven't. People know like there. I have a few viewers like Kami and Beautiful and Hagane. They'll talk Spanish, and I'll just talk Spanish to them. I really only talk Spanish because, I mean, I'm fluent, but I'm just so used to speaking English because my mother liked us speaking English to her growing up so that she could learn, kind of.
Yeah.
So like, I'm fluent in Spanish, just I'm so used to not speaking it that I only speak it. I only speak it when the other person doesn't know English.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I'm the same way. Like, because growing up, my mom was like, you gotta teach. I have two little sisters. And my mom was worried that they weren't gonna learn any Spanish, which they still don't. Like, they speak very little Spanish. And then at school, like, I had nobody. Like, when I lived in Texas, that was fine. You know, there's Hispanics around and everything. And same in California. But then when I moved to another state, there's, like, there's a pretty small population of Hispanics. So, like, I started using my Spanish less and everything. And at this point, I never use it. Like, although maybe at home, you know, when I talk to my parents or, like, when I talk to my brother. But other than that, I literally just had not, like, nobody to practice my Spanish with and everything. So I started to feel like I was like, man, I'm kind of starting to lose the Spanish, you know, because, you know, like, you never truly lose it, but sometimes, like, you don't remember the words, or, like, it's kind of, it gets confusing for me sometimes. I'm like, man, that word in Spanish, what was it again? And, like, I'll forget it, and I'm like, man, I really need to continue practicing Spanish. So I actually made a Spanish channel, or, like, a minute channel in Espanol. And it was just a channel that I did for Spanish, because I was like, I need to practice some Spanish. And actually, surprisingly, I knew there was a new people. There's a lot of Shin Megami Tensei fans that are from, like, Latin America or Spain and everything. But I had a good chunk of people come from the other channel that spoke Spanish and everything. So I'm like, I feel really happy that I met a lot of new people through having the Spanish channel and everything. It's been a cool experience.
Yeah. What do you call it? Is it just called Midnight Channel Español, or is it called, like, La Canal de la Medianoche or something?
So at first, that's what I had. I had a Midnight Channel in Español. But then I felt like, no, I really want to just give them their own name. Like, I want to let them have a name for the Spanish channel and everything. And I played around with a bunch of ideas, but then I let them choose, and a English name won. And I was kind of annoyed about it, but I was like, well, whatever. It won, so it is what it is. So it's now called Mementos Network. But I mean, Mementos is still a word in Spanish, but it's not. Network is just network, whatever. But it won. Like, they themselves chose the name. Like, I went through a few rounds, and, like, so I'm like, okay, well, as long as you're okay with the name, I'm fine. I just didn't want to have Minute Channel in Espanol. I just feel like, to me, like, that's, like, I gotta give you a respect, you know, like, you know, like, it's your language. So to me, I'm like, I just want to give you guys, like, the same attention as the only other channel, right? I don't want you to be the Espanol channel or something, you know. So that's, to me, that was my purpose. I was like, I want to give them that. And yeah, I mean, it's been great, man. The channel's been doing good. It's cool to have, like, sometimes I see a lot of the people on Twitter and everything, but a lot of the Latin American fans are pretty chill. Like, the majority of them are. Some people will comment on my accent, because obviously, you know, not having spoken Spanish for, like, 15 years will do that to you. Where, like, you start getting an accent in Spanish too, and people sometimes will comment about my accent, and I'm like, I mean, I literally cannot do anything about it, but thanks for,
like,
letting me know.
Like bad ones? Like bad comments?
Yeah, like, I get one or two. It's once in a while, you know, when somebody will be like, man, I cannot understand what you're saying. Or, like, somebody was like, you need to practice your Spanish. And I'm like, what do you think the channel is about, man? I literally say it on the trailer that I'm practicing my Spanish, because I haven't spoken in 15 years in Spanish. Like, that's the whole purpose of the channel, is for me to, like, practice the language again, you know. I'm almost like relearning the language after, like, not using it for so long. So yeah, but my majority of them have been pretty cool. Like, they're really welcoming. They help me with my scripts sometimes, because I do, although I don't use scripts on the English channel, on the Spanish channel I have to have some kind of script or something, because I have a hard time sometimes saying certain stuff, like words. Sometimes I'm like, is that the right word? Or did I just made it up in my mind? Because that's the thing about it, is when you're bilingual, sometimes there are words that sound very similar in Spanish, but they're not exactly the same. Like insurance. And then I hear people say aseguranza, but that's not even a word in Spanish. That's not the word. But a lot of people call it that. And that's just like, it's like almost like half a word, right? But it's not the right word. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she was talking about how she needed to take her daughter to a neurologist. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I tell her something, and I was like, in Spanish, about like the neurologist. She was like, no, that word doesn't exist in Spanish. And I was like, are you serious? Because I feel like it does. Like, it sounds legit. But then you look it up, it's like, it's not a real word. And I'm like...
I didn't know that. I've only been calling it Seguranza like my whole life.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that either. And until I looked it up, and I was like, that's not the real word. I was like, what? I've been living a life. I've been living a lie in my life now for a minute now. Yeah, there's words like that. And I sometimes, like, I'll talk to people from other countries, and they have, like, obviously, like same in English, right? You talk to somebody from New York, and they have, like, their own pronunciation for some words, or they have like their own words that they say, stuff like pop or a coke or whatever, so that's like a popular one, right? But yeah, that happens a lot with a lot of words. Like I was playing Persona 3 because a lot of people were in the Spanish channel, they were like, oh man, you gotta play this game, it's good. And I was like, oh, I like Persona 3, I'll play it. And they're like, but you gotta play in Spanish. And I was like, there's obviously, you know, there's no like official Spanish translation for the game, but they had me play like this half-assed patch that somebody did. It's not done yet. It's like some like half-made patch. So some sections are translated and some are not, and it's funny as hell because there was this section where one of the characters, she's like making French fries, but then like the word that she used was like batatas fritas, not patatas, but batatas. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, that sounds really funny to me. And, like, I made fun of it for like 5 minutes until somebody went and told me that it was just French fries. And I was like, that is the weirdest pronunciation for French fries that I ever heard in Spanish. But it's things like that, you know, like you pick up things for, like that. And I'm like, I just find it funny at this point. I just laugh and I learn Spanish. Did you play Persona in Spanish? I think you did, right? I saw you streaming a little bit one time.
I was going to, but ultimately I wanted to just play on my PS2, so I couldn't. I didn't want to emulate, because I don't mind emulating, but sometimes I'm like, I want to play on my PS2.
It's a pain in the ass, right? You know, sometimes it's like... it's the comfort feeling of like sitting down and like holding the controller and everything, because it's not exactly the same. I know exactly what you mean, because when I streamed, I think it was Persona 3, or it was something else. There was a game that I was playing, and the entire time I was like, it just doesn't feel the same. It feels a little bit different, and it's not the emulation part. It's really just like the feel of it, I think. It's really hard to describe, because
tried to do it the same way.
With the PS3 too, there was a, was like Persona 4 Arena, I think, and I owned the game, and literally like the copy that I emulated is my own copy, you know, because I have an external Blu-ray player, so I literally just downloaded the software and then just plugged in the Blu-ray player to play the game and whatever, and and it was fine, but I was like, man, it just doesn't feel the same way. Like, I just want to sit down on the PS3 and like hold that PS3 controller and I have that experience of it. And it's just not the same. The emulation is always going to feel a little bit off to me. And that PS3 emulator is not 100% good either.
Yeah, I haven't really fucked with it, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, there's some that are worse than others, I think. Like, I've seen people talking about the Switch emulator, and I'm like... that sounds like it's just gonna run like poop. Have you tried it? I haven't, but I
haven't, but I know KDA has. I think he played Breath of the Wild on it. I guess he said it's fine, but I don't know. That's a little weird to me, is emulating current hardware. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a touchy subject, right? Because it's like, I mean, it's current. You should be able to buy it. To me, like, the rule of thumb is, if it's not current hardware and it's hard to get, it's fine to emulate. You know, like, if it's like Shin Megami Tensei Eve or something like that, and you can just legitimately not even play the game in English, that's fine. You know, that's fine. I feel like that's okay. But then, like, emulating a game that is like a year or two old on current hardware just kind of feels like a little weird to me. Like, I'm like, no, I want to be able to support also, you know, like support the company that made the game and everything. Because then people wonder, why do we not get a second game or whatever? I don't know. I like to support. There was a period of time when I had no money, so emulation was like the only way to go. But I was also like 15 or 16 at the time, so feel like I had no job either. but yeah, that's a different deal to me. But yeah, old games, I feel like it's fine if you emulate them, especially ones that you cannot even get. So how do you do in not even emulation, when you play a game, there are certain patches that you put to like translate them, right? Like
yeah, like right now I'm playing Fire Emblem 4, so there's like a certain patch I gotta use. It just depends on the game.
Okay, so when you do that, but you can obviously you can't do that on physical hardware, right? You can only do it on emulator.
It depends. Like for Fire Emblem, if I had an EverDrive or like one of those like SD to SNES cards, which is like $30, you could put the ROM file like on a SD, on the SD card, and then put the SD card in the SD to SNES thing. You could play on your hardware, because I've done that with some games.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool if you want the authentic feeling, but yeah.
Yeah, but then again, at that point, then if you need to stream that, you have to get something to get the audio and the video out of the 3DS, right, or the DS. Is there such thing for the DS?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that. Because I have a modded DS and 3DS, so I could stream those.
Oh, really? That's great. I know there's one for the PS Vita, too, because I saw one.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mod funny, that they did.
Funny enough, the only reason I got my DS modded was because I was like, okay, I could stream, you know, PS1, PS2, whatever, everything. But I can't stream DS. Yeah. Fuck it, I'll just use an emulator. And trying to get an emulator for the DS that's up to my standards, which that's the important part, because like the PSP emulator is pretty good, like, you know, that's feature rich, it works, most games don't have any issues, like it's pretty accurate. But I couldn't get a DS emulator that I personally liked, so I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna get one modded. It cost me like $100 or $80, I forget. It was $80, and I had to ship it to the guy, so it was about like 90 something.
Oh,
but totally worth it just to be able to stream DS games.
That's awesome. I will be interested in that. But the only 3DS that I have is the Fire Emblem Edition one, so I don't know if I feel comfortable modding that.
Yeah, because luckily with me, my good friend LaRue had an extra DS that he gave to me.
Oh, so
every
nice.
Every time I stream 3DS games, I always shout him out, because that's why I got it.
Nice. That's awesome, dude. LaRue's a really nice guy. He's like one of the nicest people I know on Twitter.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was one of the people that told me, like, hey, you should just stream more often. And I was like, all right.
There you go. Now, you're doing so good on Twitch. Like, one of the few people that I actually watch the Twitch. I just don't comment. I'm not the commenting type. Like the
lurking's cool. You don't have to comment. You could lurk.
I'm a lurker. I go on I get the notifications. You stream at the time that I'm working, so I can't really be up a lot of times. But I'll always pull it up. I'm like, I leave it on my phone while I'm working and stuff, and I'll like watch you play and stuff. But I've never been really like the commenting type. I don't know. I'm like, sometimes I hang out around in the chat and everything. But I'm like, I don't really have a lot to say. Like, I just want to watch the gameplay. Especially some of these games that I've never seen. Like when you've been playing Fire Emblem, and I never seen the older Fire Emblem games. So I was really curious about them. So I that's what I've been watching you play lately. Do you play them on Fridays or?
I'm gonna play Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm gonna play some Megaten stuff.
Some Megaten stuff, yeah. Nice. Pretty cool stuff. I don't know. I'm really bad at Fire Emblem. Like, I'm so interested in the series, but I am so bad at them. I had a member, because I used to do like this member post where they could like request a game to play, and somebody requested one of the Fire Emblem games. And, like, I played them, but I'm never been good at the strategy type RPGs, not the Fire Emblem particularly ones. And so I play, and they're like, "Oh man, you already messed up. You have to start over again." They're like, they were telling me that I apparently, like, my particular party was like not a good setup to start the game with or whatever, and like they were backseat gaming so hard, and I was like, it made me just not want to play it. Like, I was like, okay, you know, whatever, fuck it. I had already played the game, like I had beat it, but I don't know. I like discovering the features and everything. If I fuck up, that's fine. You know, like I can learn through that and like grind until I get better at it and everything. But like they were backseat gaming so hard that I was like, oh man, it kind of annoyed me. I was like, okay, I can't do this. I have to play on my own time. Yeah, I don't know. Did you get any of that, or did they just kind of chat?
Yeah, no, I actually don't like people giving me advice or backseating. I should just ignore it or time them out.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Like, there's a difference between you going in the chat, "Hey, chat, I need some help here," right, or something.
But, yeah, I'll be, or what I usually do is I'll be like, "Hey, so I did it. Okay, how was I supposed to do it? What's another way to do it?" And someone will be, "Oh, you just fucking talk to Goblin, and Goblin will help you." Oh, I didn't know that. But right, sometimes there's one user, I'm probably gonna ban him soon, where he'll just be like, he'll just say what to do from the beginning. And I'm like, shut up. If I wanted you to tell me what to do, I would just go on YouTube and watch a playthrough.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's how I feel about it. I'm like, look, if I really need help, I will tell you. But I just hate being told, like, "Oh man, you're sucking at this game." I'm like, I'm obviously very aware that I'm sucking at this game, but then on top of all, you're like telling me like how to play the game and everything, and I'm like, I'm just gonna stop. Like, I don't ban them. I just kind of sometimes I unless they're really being really rude to me, like, I don't care if they're rude to me. I just don't want them to be harassing other people on the chat. That's what pisses me off, when they're like harassing other, especially because, you know, like, you get people, you know, normal people, but then you get kids sometimes, and then you see like a grown adult, and he's like picking on the kid, and you know he's a kid, and you're like, man, just chill the fuck up, you know, it's just a kid, just let him be. To me, it kind of annoys me sometimes when they're like harassing somebody. I'm like, I'm not gonna tolerate harassment on my stream. Like, go harass somewhere else. I don't care if they do it to me. I don't take it personally. I never take shit personally. I don't give a fuck. But to kids, or you see some random person just harassing everybody. There was this user on my channel. He was subscribed, and he legit told me that he didn't like my videos, which I don't give a fuck if you like them or not. I don't care. You're giving me views and you're disliking the videos. I don't care about that. But he was just like, he will go all over the chat and all over the comments and like comment on everybody. I'm like, "Oh, you're fucking dumbass. You're fucking this." And he's just like cursing at them. And I'm like, I don't care if you do it to me. Just don't do it to everybody else. Like, that's just harassing them. I can't stand for that. To me, that's like the difference there, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I lost you there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I think you like broke up there for a second. I was like, I don't know if I can barely hear you, but but besides games, what other stuff did you do?
I mean, I pretty much just work out, play video games, and then talk to my friends about working out or video games. And then I talked to my girlfriend for like 5 hours about working out in video games and other stuff, and then I go to sleep.
Nice. So your girlfriend also plays video games?
Yeah. I don't really have that many hobbies. It's really just that. It's really just two hobbies, working out and video games.
Hey, not bad.
Like, I guess I play my guitar sometimes, but I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah. I play guitar too. And that's like, I have, I guess, a few hobbies. But I don't know. So last year, I went through like this period of my time where I had like really bad anxiety, and I just started working out, and it really helped me, you know, like just kind of deal with stuff and everything. You know, the whole pandemic and everything was just kind of rough at first. So I really enjoy working out. Actually, like it got me really into fitness and everything. Like I was like, I was even like looking up like tutorials for different workouts, and I was watching a bunch of videos about it. And then like winter happened, and it was really hard to go out and like work out, and the gyms were closed and everything. So I'm like, I really don't know what to do at home, because I don't have any equipment for working out. I live in a pretty small apartment. I have no space for like a machine or something like that. So I was like looking up like videos for like workouts to do at home and everything. And I did that for a long time. I'm still, now that it's kind of opening up a little bit, sometimes I'll go to the gym before going to work. So like I'll drive to work, and then there's a gym right beside my work. So I'll just work out for an hour, take a shower, and then go to work. And like it really helps me. Like I love this, like this is refreshing feeling once you work out, where you kind of like feel like really free, I guess, if you will. I don't know, I feel free. I feel like relaxed and ready to go. That's like my start day. But yeah, it's cool to know you work out. I figured you worked out. I saw your thumbnail looks like you work out. I don't know why. You seem like a guy that will work out for some reason. But yeah. The guitar stuff, I didn't know you play guitar.
Yeah, I don't really talk about it too much because I don't really do anything with it. I'll just, every now and then I'll be like, oh, I want to learn this song. Let me go learn this song, and then I'll do it. And I'm like, all right. It's mostly just black metal. I don't really play anything else. If it's not evil, I don't want to play it. So I'll just do that.
Yeah. So you don't do anything with it? Like, you never thought about, like, playing in a band? Or have you played in a band or anything like that?
No, I'm not really into that. I really only got it because I couldn't get a drum set. And because I live in an apartment. So I just wanted something... I wanted something to like explore my musical creativity side, so I just bought a guitar. But yeah, nothing crazy. I also bought a mandolin, but that was kind of a joke. I did learn how to play the Silent Hill theme song on it.
Ah, nice.
But yeah, ultimately, I'd rather get a drum set. Drums are cool.
Drums are cool as hell. Yeah. So my dad is a musician. So growing up, he was always like, you gotta play an instrument. So to him, like he plays for a living, right? So he will always tell us, you know, well, if you don't have a job, you can always play music somewhere. So that was always his thing, like teaching us like some kind of life skill that in the case that we wouldn't be able to work, we can still do music. We can still like play and we can still make some kind of money from playing music, you know, like playing in bands or playing at bars or something like that. So he really wanted us, like me and my brother, to like learn music and everything. So growing up, it was all about playing musical instruments and everything. And he taught me how to play piano until like years, but I hated it. I fucking hated playing piano. It's just like, it made me hate like music in general. But then like, when I hit my teens, I was like, I really want to play music, but I want to do it on my own terms. I don't want to be forced to do it or anything. Because being forced is like one of those things to me. Like, if you're making me do something, it makes me not want to do it. So like when people are like, oh, you gotta do this or you gotta do that, I like, fuck you, I don't want to do it now. Like, just because you're telling me I need to do it, I don't want to do it now. Like, I don't know. That's just my way to like, if I'm being told to do something, I hate being told to do things. Like, it's just that's my pet peeve. It's like when I'm being told I need to do something.
Where's the fun, yeah.
Yeah, especially music. You know, like you were talking about, like, exploring, like, your musical side or anything like that. That just sucks the fun out of that, right? Because now you're, like, thinking about you have to learn music because of money, you know, whatever. The whole thing is my dad just wanted us to learn some kind of skill. And because he's a musician, that's the one skill that he can pass on to us. But the way that he came off about it, so it always kind of annoyed me. Anyway, so my teen years, finally, I picked up the guitar. And I actually love playing guitar a lot. Like, and then my brother was the kind of person that he likes to pick up something and then drop it. Like, he never stuck with anything. Like, he started playing the guitar, and he played that. and then he played the drums and he dropped that, and he played the bass and he drummed that. So we had a whole band of musical instruments just at home. So when I graduated high school, I put up a band together, and we played events and stuff like that. We used to play all the time. It was actually pretty fun. That's like the most fun I had in like in retrospective. That's like one of the funnest times that I had. Because I really enjoy, although I hate playing with other people, because there's a whole lot of problems on like playing. It's the whole team thing, right? Because people, like, they have to learn their parts for thing, and then they don't learn them and everything. And it's a real pain in the ass, because you have to tell them, and then your friends, and like, oh, you know, we have to be ready for this event by this time, and they have to, we have to learn these songs, and they don't have time to play it, or like, they don't have time to learn the song or whatever. It gets really messy, especially with friends and stuff like that. It's never a good idea to make a band with friends, because it gets really messy. But it was definitely an experience. I think it was a really fun time for me. Although I hated the having to manage a group of people, I did enjoy like the actual playing and going to events and played and everything like that. I did that for like a year or two, and you know, everybody went to college, and I just had no time to practice or anything like that. Nowadays, I've been thinking that I want to do some covers for the channel. So I'm like, maybe I should learn this song. And like, I just don't have the time right now to like sit down and practice a song. And because if I want to post it on YouTube, I want it to at least sound decent. I'm like, I have to practice this. And I just don't have the time to really sit down and practice. Maybe one day I have like more time to be able to like get back into music and do a bunch of stuff with it. Because I would like to do that, but It's really fun. I enjoy music for what it is. But drums are fun. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, because we had a drum set. I tried drums. I am not very good with the timing, with especially with my feet and everything. But I tried. I tried drums, and it is pretty fun. My brother, although he dropped everything, he was able to like pick up whatever instrument he played also trumpet and something else. He was actually like able to like at least sound pretty decent on like any instrument that he picked up, which I was like, yeah, that's cool. But he never did anything with that either, so yeah, I guess my dad is a little disappointed on that, and we didn't turn out to be musicians like himself, I guess.
I mean, yeah, but it doesn't always pay the bills, but I don't know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I guess he just wanted us to pick up a skill. I don't think it was really necessarily about the bills or anything. I think he just wanted us to have, like, that skill if we ever needed to play music or something. I don't know. Which is, it's still fun. It's still, playing music is always fun, I think. But when they're forcing you to do it, I can't bring myself to enjoy it as much as... It's not my fun thing to do, I think. I think that's the same thing with every hobby. Do you ever force yourself to, like, stream? Like, you're really fucking tired. You're like, oh, man, no. I got to stream or something like that.
Nope, never. Nope, yeah. Nope. Yeah. I just not stream. I was like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah. I think it's for the best, because sometimes, like, you don't want to have that where you're doing this stream and you're feeling like crap the entire time you're doing it. I don't really do it often. It, to me, it's more like because of my YouTube channel. Sometimes news drop or like something happens, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta make a video. But I'm also really fucking tired right now. I don't want to do it. So like, I have a personal struggle sometimes. That I'm like, should I just go and do a video right now, or should I just wait until tomorrow? Typically, I'll just wait until the next day once I feel better. I'm like, the news are not going anywhere. But sometimes I'm like, oh man, I gotta do it right now. You know, like, especially Atlas, when they drop news or something like that, it's typically like at 11 o'clock. Especially with like all the Shin Megami Tensei 5 stuff and everything. It's typically dropped at night and everything. So I'm like, oh man, I wanna watch that video right now. But I'm like, but I'm also tired, and I don't really feel like doing it right now. I don't know.
Yeah, because usually it's around 8. Yeah, so 11 your time, yeah.
My time is pretty late. It's always pretty late for all this stuff. That's what I don't like about living on the Eastern time, because I get like the really late times for everything. But then in like California time on like the other side of the pond, you get events really early sometimes, right? Like mm-hmm. when they drop something at like 9 o'clock Eastern, that's like 6 a.m. Is that right? Like if they do
there's it. There's been times when it's like 5 a.m. my time.
Yeah. Like so like stuff like that. So like at the same, there's no decent time. Maybe Spencer. He lives like in the middle, right? Middle mm-hmm. of in the middle of the United States. I don't know what's out there. I don't even remember what state he is on, but I know he's like in the middle. So like maybe that's like the good sweet spot where it's not too late or not too early. But I don't know. It's crazy. The other day I was reading an article and it was talking about how China only has one single
time zone.
And I was like, what the fuck? Obviously, geographically speaking, that makes no sense. But it's still like, it's still nice to know that out there, like, they don't have to struggle with, like, thinking about all these time zones and everything. Because it's a pain in the ass sometimes. It's crazy, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's still kind of weird. The one side of the country is like the sun's going down, the other side is like daylight, per like the sun's right above them, and it's right. Like all one time zone. I don't know.
Yeah, weird. It's insane. Like I don't even know how they get away with that, right? Like I get it, as a nation they can do whatever they want, but like the rest of the world still, like, you know, we're still ongoing and everything with time frames and everything. How does that work? Now I'm actually wondering, like, how does that arbitrarily was decided? One day, did they just decide to choose the time zone that they were in?
I don't know. Like, we should move to China and find out.
Now I'm like wondering about that. I'm like, how did that even turn into? Like, what was that like? I don't know. So I have a question for you, and I'm just kind of curious about that. What is your preferred console, or like PC or whatever? What is your preferred way of gaming? PC?
PC, by far, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to not understand PC gaming. Like, I was just a console peasant for so long. And one time I was like, I really need to buy a PC because of editing and stuff. I like to do editing. I like to do graphic design and everything. So without even the channel, I really wanted to get a good PC. So I save up some money and I build a PC. And now for me, like, it's even hard to go back to like just console. Like, I have the consoles, but mm-hmm. if I have a choice between doing console or PC, I will more than likely use PC. Like, I realized last year that the most games that I played were on PC. And sometimes people are like, oh, can I add you on the PSN store or the Switch? And I'm like, I haven't logged in on Switch in 3 months. But you can add me. I don't care. I'm not playing there. Like I'll only play in Switch, I will only play the Nintendo games. And that's literally just Shin Megami Tensei 5. Like, that's the reason why I even bought the Switch. That or maybe Legend of Zelda, the Breath of the Wild game. I like that game. And then that's pretty much, I think I own like 5 games on Switch. And then the PS4, I've always been a PlayStation fan for like the PlayStation games. I mean, not particularly like console in general, but I like some of the games, like the Spider-Man game or Bloodborne. That's like a really good one. And recently, Demon Souls, the remake that they did, that was also really good.
Oh yeah, because you got a PS5, huh?
Yeah, I got a PS5. Actually, I didn't get a PS5. My girlfriend got me a PS5 for Christmas. So I was like, I am such a lucky guy. I was like, shit, really? She was like, yeah. I was like, and then we got it. I was like, oh fuck! Now that I have to play Demon Souls for the next 3 months, and yeah, like every night I was like playing Demon Souls. She was like, she sits and like watches me play. She likes gaming, but she doesn't play herself. She just watches me play. So she just sits down and watches me play for like 4 hours. And watches me rage and like quit for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, all right, let's go again. I think I figured it out. That's one thing that I like about those games, like the Dark Souls games or Like, it's like the every enemy is like a little puzzle sometimes, where you kind of have to figure out how to defeat that. Especially the bosses. I enjoy that. I know a lot of people don't like the Dark Souls. You know, oh, it's too hard or anything like that. But to me, it's just a matter of like trial and error, getting better at it and everything. And I'm not necessarily good at games either. Like, I've mentioned that many times before. Like, I don't consider myself like a great gamer or anything like that. So I just like to practice and get better at it until like I beat the one. But I found myself when I was playing the Bloodborne the last time. I was like so much better the last time that I played. I was like, I don't know if it's because of all the other games that I've been playing, but this time I was like so much better at Bloodborne. Cause I only played that one time, like a long time ago. Do you like those games?
Yeah, Bloodborne's my second favorite game of all time after Strange Journey.
Oh, love that game. Shit, nice. Yeah, it's a great game. And well, I love how flexible it is with all the different weapons that you can get and everything. Because the first time when that game came out, I wasn't like too proficient at those kind of games, so I really didn't understand how well made that game is. Like, I didn't really appreciate the game. I liked the way that it looked and like the way that it played, but I didn't appreciate how much detail went into it. The weapon system, I love it so much, and I just love going back and forth between the different areas and everything. Although I do find that it kind of annoyed me that I had to go back to the other areas to get some the healing thing. I forgot what it's called.
The blood vials.
Yeah, the blood vials. Because I wasn't there was this area, this dungeon, that I was getting no blood vials, and I was like, shit, I have to go back over there and get some more. And I was grinding for them for like a couple hours just so I had enough. Because I didn't want to go back and forth or anything like that. It's one of those dungeons where you find the chalices for. You put the chalice and then you go around the dungeon or whatever.
The chalice dungeons, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are cool, but also, like, they're tough. They're actually pretty tough. Even for, like, me that I like the other games, I'm like, man, these are actually pretty fucking tough. There was one that I got stuck in one spot and I was so fucking frustrated for days, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna stop doing the dungeon, I'm gonna do something else, it's another dungeon or anything, and then come back to it. And then I went back to it and I was like, man, it's still hard. That annoyed me. What about Sekiro? Did you play that one?
Yeah, I played it. I haven't finished it. I kind of got sidetracked with a bunch of games, like, when it came out. Intended to go back, and I just never did. I don't know.
Did you like it?
One of these days I'll go back. Yeah, I was into it. It was a pretty cool game.
Yeah, I actually liked it a lot, but I liked it because of the story, and I liked it because of some of the gameplay aspects. But I think it was too reliant on the deflection system. Looking back at it, it felt like everything had to be deflecting all the time, and like I don't know, I think it was because it trained you for so long to dodge and roll and everything, so the game just having so much reliance on like the deflecting and everything. I don't know, some bosses felt like pretty cool because you know like you can exploit the deflection and you can do it right, is good. There's this gorilla. Did you ever fight against the gorilla?
No, I didn't get that far.
Oh man, the fucking gorilla pissed me off. I was stuck on that boss for like 3 days or 4 days, and finally when I beat the gorilla, you cut his head and then a fucking centipede comes out of it and you have to fight it again, and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was so mad about that one. It took me a while to get good at that game. I don't think I ever got good at Sekiro, actually. That game was just the deflection. I was just not... I'm not very proficient on, like, the... how do you say? My reaction time is just...
Reaction time?
Yeah, my reaction time is just not good. And it has to be exact for you to actually get the good deflection. Because there is shielding... where you just shield, and there's deflecting when you're actually bouncing off the attack, which is what does the deflection meter go up, which is how you beat them. So you have to get the correct timing, and there are certain enemies that will do like 5 or 6 hits, then time, and then again. But you gotta find the correct time to hit the timing again. And I don't know, it's a nightmare. There were some bosses that was like, oh man, you gotta be kidding me. But I picked it up again recently, actually, right after I played Bloodborne again. I was like, I want to see the Sekiro again. You know, I want to play the game again. And I started doing the New Game Plus in like the hardest difficulty that they unlock after New Game Plus. Forgot what it's called in the game. But yes, it's still really good. I still really enjoyed it. The game is also beautiful. Like, they did a really nice like Japanese samurai game. Although he's not really a samurai, I guess. But it's really beautiful. I like beautiful games like that. The game is so photogenic.
Yeah, I should go back and finish it.
Yeah, you should definitely finish it. It's a great game. I really did enjoy it a lot. It may not be my favorite Souls game, but I think it's up there for me. Yeah, I think it's up there for me. But I will probably put it like right behind Bloodborne. Because I really did enjoy it. I don't know. I like the Dark Souls games, but I do like when they do other stuff like those games. Are you excited for Elden Ring?
I'm like whatever on it. I don't know.
You're not in the hype train or anything. Yeah,
Really. Like, it'll come when it comes. I don't know. I'm not really excited. I mean, it's gonna be good, but it's nothing like, oh, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Really, the only game I'm actually hyped for is Forza Horizon 5. Everything else, I'm kind of like, yeah, whatever on or Forza not Horizon excited.
5. Is that the car game from Xbox?
Yeah, it's gonna be in Mexico.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. That's pretty cool. You know, I never play. I was mentioning earlier that I don't play any sports games. I don't play any card games either. The last one that I played car was Gran Turismo 3 on the PlayStation 1. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a PS2. That's the first one on PS2.
Oh, okay. So that's the one, because I remember I played the first one. And the second one, and then I played the third. That was the first game that I had the PS2, Gran Turismo 3. That's the first game that I got on the PS2, and I like those games because I used to race my brother on it. And back in the day, my brother and I were really competitive on games, so we would like play together and everything. But without him, I don't really see like the point of like playing the racing games, because I don't want to play against other people, or like the machine or anything. I just want to race my brother. So. Maybe I'll try to see if we can get 2 Xboxes and play together or something. But there is no longer this split screen, right, for these games?
I don't think so. I'm not the one to ask, because I never tried those. But yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, really? Yeah, that used to play a lot of, you know, I don't know. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 3.
Oh, yeah. Are they gamers or not really?
Not really.
Yeah. My brother is not a gamer, but growing up, he. I mean, I was his only friend, because we weren't allowed to go outside, so like we had to spend time together. So I had to play. He had to play with me. So like everything was split screen all the time. Like, Resident Evil Outbreak. You ever played that game?
No, because I didn't really play online on the PS2.
Me neither, but there is a co-op offline that you can play like that too. So I played it with him, and that was another one that we played together a lot. I don't remember. There was just a lot of games that we played on the PS2. PS2 and PS1 was like the time when we were actually pretty active playing together. But then afterwards, he wasn't interested in games, so he wasn't really interested in playing with me either. So, you know, it's whatever. He moved on, and I was like, all right, well, I guess I can't play games by myself, I guess, whatever games I play. But what about it do you like about the racing games? This is like the cars.
Yeah. I don't know. They're just kind of relaxing. I could kind of like listen to any music I want. You know, like I could just put on whatever music and just chill. And then, That's kind of, that's kind of the big appeal.
So you can play music on the game, or you mean on like
outside? I mean like outside.
Oh, okay, okay. Because there was a game where you could do that, where you could upload like music onto it. Was that like an Xbox thing? I don't remember.
The original Xbox, you could do that. I mean, some current games, you could do that with your like music on your hard drive.
Oh, really?
But I usually just mute the game and just listen to whatever music.
Oh, okay, okay. That makes sense. I don't know. I've never been a fan of driving in general. Mainly because I have to drive like an hour to work every day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so like, I live out in the boonies. You know, like, and then like the outside of the city. So I have to drive to the city every time that I'm going to work. So I'm like, it kind of sucks. It really does sometimes. So like after 2 hours of like driving every day, I'm like, I'm so tired of like driving and everything. So, but I don't know. It will be interesting, but I haven't played those games in so long. I think the last one that I played was a Need for Speed game on the PSP. I don't remember what game it was. I remember that. My brother was obsessed with that game because we could play it together. Like I said, that's like the only times when we played together, the car games, the racing games, everything. What was that? Need for Speed something. Wanted,
Had to have been like mid-2000s or something.
Yeah. I think it's called Underground. Yeah, something like that. Oh, Need for Speed Most Wanted. That's what it is. Most Wanted. There you go. Oh, you can buy it for $3, $3.99.
Yeah, I have that on my Vita, actually.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't know. We just enjoy those games there. So do you like to customize your car too and everything, or you just pick
the really? I just pick whatever car and then like I'll like just go.
That's cool. That's cool. I mean, it's a relaxing thing, I guess. I don't know if I have any relaxing games.
Yeah, relaxing. Same with like fighting games. Fighting games are pretty relaxing.
Oh yeah, yeah. What games do I have relaxing? I'm trying to think. Because even on fighting games, I don't really play many fighting games. I do like the Arc System games, like Blaze Blue.
Yeah, those are cool.
Or Guilty Gear. I like the DBZ game that they did. That one was really good. I really enjoyed the 2D, 3D animations that they did. They were like, pretty fucking good. I was like, dude, that's awesome. I can't think of anything that I like. I play like for relaxing or anything like that. Sometimes when I'm just really stressed out, I just want to play games like something like Doom or something like that, or like the Souls games. You know, I just want to kill something and kind of have like that rush of adrenaline or something like that. I like that rush. You know, like sometimes I'm like really tired of like work or like stressed out. I'm like, I just need to sit down and play a good game like that. That's like the time. You know what? What games are really good for that for me? The DMC games. Remember DMC 5 came out and I played it and I was like, man, I need to play it again because I really like the gameplay of it. It was really polished. I love that game so much. Did you play it too?
Yeah, I played the game a lot. I mean, I'm a big Devil May Cry fan. I played the game a few times. I actually just got it. I got that version on the Xbox Series X recently, like the special edition one. Played it on there. It's pretty cool. I would play it again on there, but I lost my Xbox Series X power cable. But yeah, I'm a big fan of all those games. It's pretty cool.
Oh, really? You lost the cable? That sucks.
Yeah,
it happens. Yeah, it does happen. I remember, now that you mentioned that, it reminds me of a story. So one time I left my my PlayStation 4 on, on standby. And my ex-girlfriend at the time, I guess she decided to clean the room. So she unplugged the cable to vacuum the living room or whatever. But when she unplugged that, apparently the PlayStation was doing an update at the time.
Yeesh.
So when I come home and I'm like, I'm ready to play or whatever, the I turn on the PlayStation and it's giving me, it's like it's just not doing anything, and it turns out like the hard drive corrupted because it was during the installation process of the update, so I lost everything. Because I at the time I didn't use to pay for the PS Plus system, which is how you have the cloud for your games or whatever. So everything that I had on the memory at that time, that was all my games. That was like the so I lost like 4 years worth of gaming, just like gone to the trash. Everything that I had, like, and I was super pissed. I was like, man, I was like, why would you unplug this first of all? Because you don't even need to vacuum there. Like I don't even know why, but I was like pretty mad about it. I was mad at her obviously, but I wasn't like jailing at her or anything. But in my mind, I was like, what would you do this? So yeah, I went and bought a new hard drive for it and everything, and I really tried to get like anything that I had maybe from like the cloud or anything, or like clone the old hard drive, and I couldn't get anything back. So I really lost everything, all my games that I had played so far and everything, and it really fucking sucked. I was like, man. So I hope you find your cable.
Yeah.
That's my horror story. Every time that I think about that, I'm like, oh man, that's such a bummer. I really miss that. But now I'm like, I'm so scared of leaving the console on standby or anything really. Now I try not to leave anything on standby. I'm like, I'm just gonna turn it off. You know.
Yeah, because even if it's like uploading the save files, you can still corrupt it if it's doing something.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe it could even do like something on the background or something. I don't know. Like, I heard that the PS5 has an issue like that, where if you leave it on standby, it may corrupt your files. I don't know why. I haven't heard a reason why. But I heard about it there, and I was like, well, that's kind of crazy. But I don't know. I'm not really good at like technology stuff, although I did build my computer out of like spare parts and everything. I'm not particularly good at like what happens behind the scenes on a computer or anything like that. Or like the console, I guess. It'll be pretty cool to find out, but I don't know. I don't have enough time on the day to find out everything.
Hey, did you get my message?
No, hold on one second. No worries about it. But anyway, thank you so much for dropping by, man. It's been really fun to have you here on the chat today.
Yeah, always cool to talk about games. I love talking about games.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So I appreciate you coming by. Chat, everybody, thank you so much for coming by and listening to the podcast. Like, subscribe, anything else, and I'll see you guys later.